as it relates to Rav Nosson. So the Gemara said that when Rav Nosson went to be Mephias Rav Shimon Gamliel, so Rav Shimon Gamliel told him, Nihi dahani lach kamra da'avuch lemahavi of Bezdin, or b'shavinuch nami nasi, but not azoy vay to become a nasi. So Rav Nosson's father, it seems like, had a kamra, and that helped, it assisted Rav Nosson to become the Av Bezdin. If Azoy Vait Severin the Nasi, that's already pushing it that much now. So what is this kamra? So Rashi says, Koloimar dahani lo chashivusa da'avich da'havis Av Bezdin. Rashi is giving you the Koloimar pshat, not the literal taich of the word kamra. He's giving you the Koloimar. What does it mean to say, right? But what is it? What is a kamra? What is the physical nature of a kamra? I saw in the Sefer told us Tanam the Amoiram from Rabbi Aaron Hyman. So on Rav Nosson, he starts off as follows. This is the opening paragraph. Aviv, Avshaloi Niski B'Shmoi, as it relates to Rav Nosson's father, even though he's not mentioned anywhere by name, that's why the insert has to be by Rav Nosson, not by his father, because we don't know his name, so there's no place to put this entry, right? But it says Rav Hyman, Aviv, Avshaloi Niski B'Shmoi, Aviyesh Lanu B'Kabbalah, Mipi Rabbeinu Haigoi. We have a Kabbalah for Rav Haigoi. Muva ba'aruch. It's brought down in the Sefer Aruch. Erech kamra. Under the word kamra. Shahaya reish kalusa da bava. Rav Nosson's father was the reish kalusa and bava. For whom a harius yud gimel amibes. And the makar to it said Rav Haigoyin is a gemar and harius yud gimel amibes. Shomalei b'shem gamalei the Rav Nosson. Nehi dahani loch kamra davuch l'mahami av bezdin. That your father's kamra assisted you to become the av bezdin. The kamra who chagura shal kesev v'zov. It was a belt that was made of silver and gold. Shaloifshin hasarun lufnei malchei paras. That all the ministers used to wear when they were in front of paras. But the bottom line is, that's what this kamra is. Truth is, Rashi says avnet musaf, right? Rashi, in the next Rashi, says that it's a golden avnet. But Rav Haigoyin told you the rest of the story. It's not punk that some gvir decided that he wants to wear a golden belt buckle. That's not this Indian over here. This is an avnet that was made of kesev and zav that the Malchi Paras used to wear, when they stood in front. But said Rav Haigoyin that you want to know who Rav Nosson's father was? Rav Nosson's father was the Reish Kalusa. Why is this interesting? What comes to mind? I think it's so poshut, and that is that we know who wrote the Mishnayos. Rav Yehuda Nasi. Wrong. It's a Mefurish Gemara Bava Metzia Da Peivava Med Aleph. The Gemara says Rabbi V'Rav Nosson Soif Mishnah, Rav Ashi V'Ravina Soifira. So Rav Ashi V'Ravina Soifira that everybody knows. But who wrote the Mishnayos? Everyone says Rav Yehuda Nasi. It's always Rav Yehuda Nasi. It's really Rabbi and Rav Nosson. And we once spoke out Ora Niflam Mamish from Rav Ruvi Margolis. It's in Margolis Hayam in Mesechtes Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Amid Aleph, where Rav Ruvi Margolis said that why was Ravina Rav Ashi and why was Rav Nosson and Rabbi? He said because we know there were two epicenters of Torah at the time that the Tanam and Amiram lived. There was the Torah that was in Bavel, Talmud Bavli, and then there was the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, the Talmud Yerushalmi. In order to write a Mishnayos, in order to have a Talmud, it was necessary for the Olam to know was Tutzich in the Bati Midrashim in Eretz Yisrael, and was Tutzich in the Bati Midrashim that are in Bavel. That was the only way that this was going to be able to happen. So said Rabbi Margolis, let's go backwards, Rav Ashi, we know lived in Bavel, right? He was the head of the academy in Bavel. He needed a shutif in Eretz Yisrael that would assist him. Ravina, we know, lived in Eretz Yisrael. And that's the Ravina Rav Ashi, right? We speak out sometimes, even though Rav Ashi was Ravina's Talmud, but in Kloyat Psak, there's a Yeshoyman, there's a Shittas Rishonim that holds that when there's a Machlokes Ravina Rav Ashi, the halacha is like Ravina, and it's based on the idea. It's based on the idea that Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkin, and we paskin like the one that lives in Eretz Yisrael, not the one that lives in Bavel. But either way, Ravina, Rav Ashi, one was in Eretz Yisrael, one was in Bavel. Said Rav Ruvi Margolis, I believe the reason Rav Yehuda Nasi brought on board Rav Nosson, because we know the Ikkar Mishnayos was written by Rav Yehuda Nasi. That's why everyone knows it as Rav Yehuda Nasi, right? The Rambam waxes poetically about it in his Akdamot Hispirish HaMishnayos that it took someone of the nature and the ilk of Rav Yehuda Nasi to be able to pull off such an incredible feat, right? Talks about who he was, his relationship with Antoninus, even Bashar Chachmas, his Koyach HaLoshen that he had, Vadvorim Atikin, but he needed at the end of the day a Shutif. He needed a partner. He needed someone that was stationed in the bubble. Who does he take? Rav Nosson. Why Rav Nosson? Because Nosson we know is known as Rav Nosson HaBavli. But why Rav Nosson? From all the Tanoim that are in bubble, why did he take Rav Nosson? He doesn't say, I think it's Pashit, it's this right here, because who's Rav Nosson? Rav Nosson is someone who had tremendous protection. His father's the Reish Kalusa. Rav Shimon Gamliel told him, Ahani loch kamra davuch l'mahami obezdin. So you see, he was someone that was incredibly connected. L'chayr, it's Pashit, that's the rest of the story, to that shtickle of Rav Reuven Margolis as it relates to why the shutif that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi would have taken would have been Rabbi Nosson HaBavli.